Hi there, and welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis. This week, we're looking at how to stay positive. As we know, on this journey, there's all sorts of setbacks and false dawns, false hopes, and all sorts of ups and downs on the road to getting pregnant. So how can you stay more positive? Well, what if you don't need to? What if it's not possible? But that's okay. What do I mean by that? Well, let's dive into this and hopefully help you be encouraged by the fact that you can't stay positive all the time. But that's okay. And let me explain why. If you enjoy the podcast, please do leave a rating. It's anonymous and helps me know that people are enjoying it, and that inspires me to do even more. So thank you for listening. Hit subscribe to get updates of future episodes. And let's sit back and enjoy unpacking how to stay positive. Stay more positive on this fertility journey. Well, the first thing I want to explore and look at is the fact that we think we need to stay positive, or it's really possible to stay positive. And I'm focusing on the word stay, that it's easy or possible to be consistent with our state of mind. The truth is, we can't control it. And our state of mind is like the weather. It's an illusion that we can control our state of mind, control our thinking, control how we feel. You couldn't predict your next five thoughts, even if you wanted to. So trying to control something we can't control just sends us crazy, just ties us into knots, and creates the problem we're trying to fix. So what if you don't need to stay positive, or even be positive? And we'll come back to that. Let's focus on staying positive. Trying to change your state, if you fall into more negative state, you can't get out of it. As it, you can't force yourself out of it. You can't drag yourself or push yourself into being positive. That's what I call fighting thought with thought, and it just doesn't work. And the feeling of being positive and the feeling of being negative, we label these states as positive and negative. What is a positive thought? What is a negative thought? What is a positive feeling? What is a negative feeling? These are all thoughts, they're judgments. When the truth is, thoughts and feelings are actually neutral. They're just what they are. They're just thoughts that come into our consciousness and move on. They don't actually have the power to impact us if we don't let them, in a way. What does mean that they impact us is we go round and round and digging ourselves a bigger hole. It's almost the fear of being too negative. Well, it's not the fear of the fear, it's like the worry of the worry. That's actually the problem, not the initial negative or fearful thought or feeling in the first place. So what if we didn't? It's like we have positive feelings and experiences. When you feel happy, when you feel hopeful, you've got nothing on it. As in, you're just feeling it. You're not thinking about it too much. You're just in it, enjoying it, being in it. That's it. Yeah, and then it moves on. Doesn't stay forever. No experience can stay forever, even if you wanted it to. It's impossible. Because thoughts and feelings really are like weather systems. They come and they go. And when you are in a more negative state, again, that can't stay forever, even if you wanted it to. But often it feels like it's staying forever. And it'd be quite a thing you keep coming back to, it might be too frequent, and that's because of our relationship with it, not it itself. The less we cared whether we got negative or positive thinking, we'll actually spend more time being positive, being hopeful, being peaceful, because that's actually our default setting. And it may not be our habitual setting, but it's actually our default setting when we stop interfering with the system. What I mean by that is when you're in a low state or negative state. As I said, that can't stay forever, even if you wanted it to. At some point down the line, maybe it's a few hours later or late in the day or maybe the next day, you just feel different. It's just kind of gone. And what have you consciously done to make that change of state? Usually nothing. You just find yourself in a better state of mind. You couldn't say what the moment of transition was, because it's so natural, so it's so innate. It just happens. We're not actually thinking about it. It happens when we're not trying to control our state. We stop interfering with the system. It's like a glitterable snow globe. It just settles on its own. And we drop into a more naturally, innately positive, hopeful, peaceful place. Our thinking really is a self-creating system. We don't need to control it because it controls itself. It's like our breath. You exert yourself, your breathing speeds up. You do some exercise, your breathing speeds up. And then when you stop, it just slows down automatically. There's nothing you need to do to make it happen. And it's that space kind of between thought. When thought closed, slows down, you just find this innately more peaceful, natural place. And that's who you really are. This is the you you came into the world. This is you without all the busy mind. This is you not trying to control your state. This is not you thinking about your future. This is you in a state of being. Just in a state of being. And that's actually our, say, a default setting. So what if we don't have to stay positive, because actually our thinking comes and it goes, just like a weather system. And it just doesn't matter whether it's up or down. The more you allow it, you spend more time in the up. And what tends to happen, we drop down into the lower state of mind. And for me, as I said, it's not, the fact you're in a low state of mind is not the problem. It's your relationship with it. If you think it's a problem, now you make it a problem. You've got thinking about your thinking. You're stacking more and more thinking onto that negative thinking, and it stops it moving through. And if we were to explore that negative thinking, when I work with my clients, we begin to explore, okay, what's behind this? Where does this come from? What's this about? Because it's not actually about fertility. It may look like it is, it may feel like it is, but when we follow the thread behind it, the unconscious thread behind the thought or the feeling, when I track that back with my clients, it tends to go back to something from childhood. We're looking at the present moment through childhood thinking. There may be an instance, maybe it's a one-off instance, often it's a drip-feed instance. We start picking up some, what I call, contaminated thinking about ourselves and life. And it thinks it's there to serve us. All it wants us to be loved and safe. And it's interpreting things around us and maybe questioning that. And it's thinking what it needs to think to try and recreate that feeling of love and safety. But sometimes it just continues out of habit, even though we're no longer those kids in that situation. Those thoughts just continue out of habit. And that's the actual thinking. That's the filter, that's the glasses you're looking at life through that creates a negative experience on this fertility journey. So if we take that presupposition that what's behind our negative thinking is an inner child, a younger child within us, the unconscious mind, that's actually thought from childhood that's just wanting to be loved and secure. If you resent your negative thinking, if you wished it wasn't there, if you got frustrated with it, you're actually resenting or getting frustrated with that inner child. And what happens? They just feel more scared. They just feel more isolated, more abandoned, less loved. And it just gets stronger. It just gets stronger. So for me, it's the relationship with that negative thinking. What if you could love it, thank it, and recognize it's been there to serve, it's trying to help, and not resent it, not trying to get rid of it, just allow it. Allow it by knowing it's trying to help you in some way. Just misguided. It's just a misunderstanding. The more you allow it, by knowing it's just thoughts, it's where the system's going to move through, or knowing it's a younger you just needs love in this moment, and you can allow it. It just moves through. And it feels a bit counterintuitive to do that, thinking if we allow the negative thinking, sure it's going to get stronger, sure it's going to become all consuming. But actually, no, it doesn't. When you allow it, that allows the self-creating system to kick in, that allows fresh thinking to come in. It's our fighting thought we thought, it's our resenting our thought, it's all our thinking around the thought that stops it moving on. That makes it get stronger, means it becomes more overpowering, it means it becomes a more frequent experience. But it's not your default experience. So I encourage you just to notice your relationship with negative thinking. I encourage you to maybe love it, thank it. I encourage you to maybe sense a younger you behind it. And know that you're okay, whatever you're thinking. Because at the end of the day, you're not your thinking. At the end of the day, you're the you that is aware you've got negative thinking. You're the you that knows whether it's positive or negative thinking. You're the observer of your experience. That's who you really are. And that you knows you're okay, whatever you're thinking. That you has perspective, clarity, wisdom. It's just deeply connected to this. When I say deeply connected, we're made of, we're part of this energy behind life that's got our back. Just have fun just exploring your relationship with thought and sensing the you that is the observer of that thought. And you may notice how gently you start coming home to who you really are, loving you.